Weil der Arschlinger.
This is Triple R Midday News with Simon Hendel
and Rachel Robertson.
Ford is closing its Geelong and Broadmeadows plants today with the loss of almost 580 jobs. Falcon GT Club of Victoria president Peter Holder says after 91 years of production, the impact on Australian motoring will be devastating.
Oh, it's massive in Australia. Like the XY GT HO Phase 3 is, you know, the Australia's most wanted, collectible, valuable car, you know, probably ever in Australia.
An RMIT academic and banking ethics expert is calling for a royal commission into banking practices. Dr. Alan Montague has made the call after Westpac CEO Brian Hatzner acknowledged a trust gap between banks and customers. Dr. Montague says the banks have got off lightly, considering how many people have been disadvantaged.
The circumstance for many thousands of people that have had their financial affairs totally dishevelled by unethical and disturbing approaches from the big banks is a real concern. This really does need a royal commission.
Major banks have been questioned as part of a parliamentary inquiry this week.
Victoria's former Chief Commissioner of Police, Christine Nixon, is calling for gender quotas to be introduced in the force. Ms. Nixon says quotas could make policing more attractive to women and address cultural problems. The push for affirmative action comes 10 months after a national report into the Australian Federal Police revealed high levels of discrimination and harassment within police ranks.
Victorian Liberal Senator James Patterson says Australia should sell Jackson Pollock's painting Blue Poles to pay off national debt. Senator Patterson says the sale of the artwork could add another $350 million to Australia's coffers. He says it's inappropriate for the government to hold on to such a valuable piece when the gross national debt stands at $470 billion.
A Royal Children's Hospital refugee expert says up to 35,000 migrant children have unfairly had Centrelink payments withheld. Dr. Georgia Paxton says the No Jab, No Pay legislation had intended to close the conscientious objection loophole to improve vaccination rates. However, she says the Commonwealth plan has had serious financial consequences for some migrant families.
Centrelink measures vaccination using our immunisation register. And before this year, we could only put information on the register for kids aged under 7 years. Now, this means any migrant child who arrived in Australia after the age of seven or who got vaccines after the age of seven will not have had these vaccines recorded on the immunisation register, and therefore they won't be considered up to date for Centrelink purposes.
A study shows teenage binge drinking rates have halved over the past decade. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare study has found just over 5% of teens are drinking excessively, with more than 11 drinks consumed in a session. Despite the decrease, the Australian Medical Association says it's concerned Australians still have an extremely unhealthy relationship with alcohol.
Industry professionals have reacted strongly to the federal government's decision to cut funding for some vocational education courses. Pet acupuncture courses were included in the cuts. However, Vet Acupuncture College manager Bill Ray says the therapy plays an important part in the welfare of animals.
Following weeks or so, animals over.
Thousands will flock to Northcote this weekend for the 5th annual Salami Festa. The two-day festival, which features live music, a farmer's market and the Grand Salumi Hall, attracted 6,000 people last year. The festival's founder and director, Carl Mazzarella, says it's going to be an amazing event.
We've managed to gather some of the best artists and producers of salumi and small goods and charcuterie products from all over Australia.
And now to sport. Australia has lost the third one-day international to South Africa. And in other cricket news, the 16-year-old son of cricket legend Steve Waugh, Austin, has scored a century in the National Under-17 Championships this week. And the Socceroos have drawn their World Cup qualifier against Saudi Arabia 2-2.
And now to weather. Partly overcast today with showers expected in the afternoon, top of 23. Clearing up mostly for Saturday with an expected high of 18. Windy and wet on Sunday, with a top of 23 expected. This is Triple R News with Rachel Robertson
and Simon Hendel.